linked to an increased risk of some cancers. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Relief is coming for California. CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest from L.A.
After 11 storms in 20 days, the Golden State is starting to dry out. But even without any major downpours, there is still...
Our athletic director is Dan Schreier. Our principal, Maria D'Amato. Assistant principals are Brian Groschick, Elizabeth Gould, and the superintendent is James Siebert. And now we're ready for the tip-off. Devin Zalaka. He'll be tipping off for the black shirts. And Nathan Hale wins the tip-off into the corner right away. Up, back out to the wing. Oh, she gets blocked. Alvia Tatum. Senior forward gets a beautiful strip there by the black shirt defense. Tatum will inbound for Hale. She goes into the corner to stop. Reverse layup. No good. Rebounded, though, by Hale. Hale drives. She gets stripped. That goes out of bounds, and it's back. Back to the Huskies. That was Emily Eastham driving to the back of him. Eastham will inbound now for the Huskies. Having trouble finding an open player. Oh, knocked away. Great defense by Anya Terry. Denying a pass in the paint on a driving Husky. Eastham inbounding again. This time she gets it to number 24. Fresh. So now we're in the backcourt here. Husky's trying to set up a play onto the left wing. It's a man defense. The Lady Black Shirts are playing into the wing to the point guard. Back to Eastham. Eastham back to Trillo. Top of the wing and then inbounded to Frisch. Pass underneath. Can't get the shot off. Great defense. Long shot. Oh, in and out. Rebounded beautifully by the senior Zlatka. Here come the black shirts. Terry at the point. Into the wing to Zlatka. Long three. Yes! 3-0. Black shirt strike first blood. With a tray from Devin Zlatka. Some black shirts coming back. Oh, a little give and go beautifully. That was Alexis Sanders with a beautiful pass from Sydney Teets. Terry with the ball into the corner. Oh, inbound pass goes out of bounds. She was going for, it looked like Zlatka, but it went over her head. So now the Huskies coming back, trailing 3-2 on here to the right wing to Trillo. Trillo now dribbling to the center, gives it all the way into the wing to Sanders. Sanders back to Trillo. Trillo back to Sanders. Sanders now to Eastham. Eastham shot. Oh, almost knocked away. Into the corner. Teets gives it back to Eastham. Now Trillo. Trillo's going to drive. Trillo gets fouled going for the shot. That'll go against number 40, Carly Johnson. Her first of the game. You know, she didn't really have much of an angle there behind the backboard, Connor. There wasn't too much contact there either. First shot off the back of the rim. As we see Tracy Richter, Director of Basketball Operations, arriving. She's very excited that her Lady Black Shirts are on the radio tonight. Second shot is good, and we are tied at 3. So Trillo gets her first point of the night. As the Black Shirts come, Terry dishes to Chacha into the corner. Oh, shot is blocked, but she comes up with it. And now we got a held ball situation. Should hang on to the black shirts. That was Addison Staub driving to the basket. A beautiful drive, but great defense on the block there. That looked like Sanders on the block. The inbound goes all the way back to number four, Mackenzie Hartline. Over to Staub, back to Hartline. Tony, Terry fakes the shot in the corner, goes for it, gets blocked, gets her own rebound, gets blocked again. The second shot off the rim. Terry with the rebound. The tenacious Terry with the shot and the foul. Anya Terry, a case study in tenacity for the Lady Blackshirts. She got blocked three times. She goes up again, gets the bunny and the foul. 5-3 Lady Blackshirts. Terry looking to make it 6-3. Went over the rim and out. So scores 5-3, 15-21. Here come the Huskies. Sanders over to Trillo on the left wing. Back to Eastham at the point. Over to Sanders again, covering a lot of floor here. Gets it over to Fritsch. Fritsch to Trillo. Trillo driving off to a three-point up three for Sanders. Off the rim and rebounded beautifully by Staub. Staub now in a hurry and transition. Here come the Lady Blackshirts. She pulls up. Numbers aren't there. Gives it to Hartline. Now to Terry.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
Kicks it back out. Trillo's finally got it now, top of the key. Trillo into Sanders in the wing. Sanders now dribbles right, gives it back to Fritsch. Fritsch driving. Fritsch gets fouled on a long layup. Zalaka draws her first, second team foul. So the shooter is actually Isabella Rivera, who shows up as 32 on the Huskies roster. First shot off the back of the rim. So Huskies 1-for-3. We got some subs already for the Blackshirts. Number 23, Daisy Flores. And number one, Ariel Martinez. Giving Stavins lock a blow. Second shot's good. So it's 5-4. 14:31 is your time remaining in the first half. Hartline to Johnson. Back to Hartline. A long one from the three from the new one off the bench. That goes off the backboard. Does not touch rim. That was Daisy Flores with her first attempt. Oh, here she comes right down the middle. Sanders has a wide open opportunity but misses. Rebounded beautifully by Carly Johnson. She's going to bring it up for the Lady Blackshirts in transition. Looking into the key for Hartline. Hartline does a great job of keeping it alive. Trillo's 3-point, yes! Skips around the rim, hops off the backboard in the bucket. It's 8-4, Lady Blackshirts, 13:56, your time remaining in the first half. Sanders has it again. Rivera, we got a travel call, the first of the game. That's on Sydney Teets. So, Hartline will inbound to Johnson, back to Hartline now, as she crosses the half-court line, 13:44 and counting. Lady Blackshirts looking to add to an 8-4 lead. Into the corner again to Flores. Back out all the way. Into the corner now, the opposite corner. Oh, beautiful little dish. Wow! Terry plays the backward beautifully. Not an easy shot to make. She had the angle like a billiards player. That's four now for Anya Terry. Oh, almost had a steal here. It's deep in the backcourt. Oh, almost another one. So some good pressure. Trillo into the corner. Sanders. Oh, beautiful little kiss off the backboard herself by Alexa Sanders. It's 10-6. 13:06 is your time as Hartline brings it up into the corner to Johnson. Johnson goes around. Oh, couldn't get the pass and beautifully defended by Hale. Hale in a breakaway. They got an open player. If they could look up, too late. Oh, hustling on you. Terry knocks it away. Boy, they had Rivera wide open under the basket. If the guard Teets had only looked up. 12:52, your time remaining. Huskies inbounding underneath their own basket, underneath the Blackshirt basket. Gets it all the way out, and Aaron pass it. Oh, they save and bounce, but that's going to go right to the Blackshirts. Hartline has it. Hartline pulls up a nice little bunny. And no. Martinez traveled on the bounce pass in the paint there. It was a tough shot to get off anyway. So Sanders bringing it up for the Huskies. 10-6 is the score. 12:40 remaining. Oh, great defense by the Blackshirts, but Hale hangs on. Nope. Yep. Sanders draws a foul. She misses. So in all that confusion, no one can get a handle on the ball. Rivera was able to pick it up, and she got fouled. So Rivera shooting two. Huskies are 50% from the charity stripe so far tonight. First one by Rivera. Falls in beautifully. Hits the front of the rim. Rolls back off the backboard and in. 10-7 your score now. 12:33 remaining in the first half. Second shot. And it's good. So it's now 10-8. Rivera makes both free throws there. Hartline's got the ball, top of the key. Over to Flores. Or excuse me, Martinez. Terry's going to drive in. She draws the foul. Can't make the basket, but a great job taking advantage of the open space. I like, you know, she could have pulled that up for a 10-footer, but she instead drove to the basket and drew the foul. That foul will go against Brooklyn Gutierrez now in the game for the Lady Huskies. First free throw. First shot for Terry. Off the front of the rim. So, Coach Blankson calling all four girls back. Nobody rebounding for the black shirts on this. It's a smaller lineup in now. Second free throw by Terry. Yes! Nothing but the net. 5 points for Anya Terry. Blackshirts lead 11-8, 12-19 your score. As Sanders brings it up again for the Huskies. Goes to the right wing. Oh, top of the key. Oh, a three-point shot for Tammy Hataya. We're now tied at 11, 12-01. Heartline pass. Oh, yes, and Snow was knocked away by Sanders, but Terry came up with it, fortunately. Flores with it into the corner to Martinez. Martinez tries passing it to Staub, but knocked away off the black shirts. Number two, Cammie Hataya on a high after draining a three-pointer. So Carly Johnson's going to come back in for Martinez. Martinez putting in some good quality time for the starting senior. Johnson will inbound. She hits Terry there. Terry back to Johnson. Well guarded him. Loses the handle, gets it back to Hartline. Hartline for a long three, off the back of the rim. And Huskies come up with it. So now Isabella Zach has it. Back to Trillo, back in the game. Trillo into the corner to Hataya, the three-point shooter. In and out. But a great rebound, but another block. Two great blocks. Oh, no, the second one's called for a foul. That's going to be two on Johnson. Hataya, the three-point shooter, went in and came out on that second attempt from the corner. So Isabella Rivera makes the first one. She is flawless so far from the line, 3-for-3. 11-11, your time remaining. Huskies, their first lead of the game. And make that 13-11 now. And a timeout is called by Bankston, and we'll take one, too, here on the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network. Black Shirts trailing Hale 13-11.
The Devil's Advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit,
oh, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership? Say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported.
Tim Michaels.
Welcome back to Waukesha South High School. Blackshirts facing a full court press on the inbound after the timeout. Hartline's got it. Gets it to Terry over center court. Terry to Johnson. Johnson in the corner. Shot gets blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Blackshirts. Daisy Flores with her second three-point attempt. Johnson will inbound again. She gets it to Terry. Terry back to Johnson. Johnson for three from the corner. Air ball. Blackshirt's on it, though. Hartline with the rebound. Trouble with the handle now in the corner. Gets it to Johnson. Johnson back to Terry. Top of the key. Terry driving. Up, loses control of the ball. Trio ends up with it for the Huskies. Here comes Nathan Hale in transition. Back to Trio from Mataya. Over to Sanders. Into the corner to Rivera. Rivera drives right past Tony. She drives. That one misses everything. Terry with a great rebound. Good defense there by the Blackshirts. Here comes Terry. She's going to go coast to coast here, and she gets fouled. That looks like it's going to go against Rivera. That, I believe, is her first. Yep. So it's a third team foul on the Huskies. The first on Rivera. Four team fouls on the Blackshirts as Flores comes off for the Blackshirts. Martinez comes back in. Terry's got the ball in the inbound in the corner. She gets called for a travel here. Trying to find an open teammate, and I think maybe lost touch with her pivot foot. Didn't really see it much here. 10:25 is your time remaining in the first. It's still a 13-11 Husky lead. Blackshirts have been leading most of this first half. Let's see if they can reverse their fortunes here. Whoop. Should have been a moving pick there. Trio with the ball in the corner now. Trio's going to drive around a beautiful pick. Misses everything on that. Rebounded by Terry. And here comes Terry and the Lady Blackshirts. She may try to go coast to coast here. Nope. Gives it to Johnson. Top of the key. Johnson for a long three. And that's in and out. And rebound comes. Gets air outletted to Sanders. Sanders to Rivera. Covered by Terry. Back out to Sanders. Now to Zach. Zach back to Rivera. Rivera driving. Well covered there. Good help side. Pass gets knocked away, but Trillo has it. Into the corner now for Sanders. Now to Rivera driving. Nowhere to go. Rivera gets it off anyway. Oh, a beautiful rebound by Zach. Nobody boxing out for the Blackshirt. So it's 15-11 Huskies. Inbound to Hartline. Back to Terry. Terry makes a great pass to Johnson. Hartline fakes the three, comes to the key, and she gets fouled. That's going to go against Trillo. That might be her second. Let's see. That's her first, but that's 14 fouls with 9:08 remaining. Johnson will inbound. Has Terry under the basket. Terry makes some great footwork, but beautifully blocked. They call a foul, a push, I guess, with the body. I don't understand that one. Rivera played great defense on that for the Huskies. Got all ball, but they're saying all body. So interesting coaching strategy by Blanks, and nobody boxing out for the Lady Blackshirts. I guess he's seen too many fouls, wasted fouls. And Terry misses the first. So I believe she's 1 for 5 in free throws tonight, but she has 5 points. She had a beautiful move to the basket. Just a great recovery by Rivera. And I guess she put a little too much body on that. Second free throw. And that finds its way in. A nice roll. So it's 15-12. 9:03 remaining. As Sanders brings it up. And we got a zone defense now. A 3-2 zone. Into the corner. Back to Sanders. Top of the key. Now it's a 2-3 zone. Nope. Yep. Still reigns a 3-2. Kicking it around the perimeter. Oh, there's a little opportunity there. Sanders into the paint to Zach. Zach with a beautiful one off the backboard there. Some great passing. A zone press now by the Huskies, but not much of one as Terry gets by. Beautiful pass to Johnson. Johnson into the corner to Martinez. Off the rim, and it's rebounded Hartline in the scrum. It's a held ball, which should go to the Huskies. But a great effort by Hartline, which means we got next. Score is 17-12, the biggest lead of the game for both teams here, 8:25 remaining. So I'd like to see a strong defensive stand here from our Lady Blackshirts. Sanders at the ball, taking over the point duties. Trillo moved to the wing. She's got it now on the left wing. Back to Sanders on top. 3-2 Lady Blackshirt defense, which is working well. They just didn't have somebody coming down there, and it created a great passing opportunity in the paint. Sanders now try. Oh, same thing. Great recovery there by Terry. Oh, but she dribbles it off her foot. Into Coach Blankston's foot. Somebody's yelling. from the fan. Gets an upset parent about his daughter's play. Trillo's got the inbound. She's at the point now. Now comes over to the wing, into the corner. The seats. Sanders and Trillo back and forth to each other. Back to Sanders in the wing, the left wing, back to Trillo. Trillo dribbling around, not much to go back. Sanders is going to try to get some penetration, nowhere to go. Back to Trillo, back to Sanders. So the zone working well for the Lady Blackshirts. Good patience by the Huskies. Trillo now driving into the corner, coming back out. Oh, and it's stolen by Johnson. Johnson on an opportunity here at a break. Johnson all the way. Can't get it to fall. And an over-the-back foul against Hartline. A little too aggressive there. Teets had the rebound. Hartline really had no position on that. So a wasted foul for the Blackshirts. Five team fouls. I believe that's two fouls on Hartline. 7:22 remaining. 17-12 in favor of the visiting Huskies of Nathan Hale in their visiting black in Seattle Seahawk green. Into the corner now to Atiyah, the great perimeter shooter. Can't get that one to fall. Great rebound by Terry, using a lot of muscle there. Terry now in transition. She's going to try to go coast to coast, and she does, and she gets fouled. And that's going to go against Sanders. Alexis Sanders. That's her first. 16 fouls now. So Sanders is 1 for 2 on her last two trips to the line. Let's see if she can up that. Yes, nothing but the bottom of the net there. Atiyah. So again, no Blackshirts in the box there. 17-13 is your score. 7:04 remaining, first half. Second free throw by Terry. Oh, in and out. Had a great rhythm on that. So it's 17-13. Sanders dribbling up for the Huskies. Again, facing a 3-2 zone. Into the corner to Atiyah. Atiyah back to Seats. Easton's got it. Oh, Seats under the basket. Nothing. Oh, great rebound, though, by Atiyah. Seats has it. Back out to Easton. Easton to Sanders for an open three. Oh, off the rim, and that's going to go out of bounds. A collision of Huskies caused that out of bounds. They were all over that, but no communication there between the two Huskies. A big break for the Blackshirts, looking to cut this four-point Lady Husky lead. Inbound to Hartline against a full-court zone press. Hartline now has it. Back to Johnson, back to Hartline. Oh, pass also. It's knocked away. No, he's calling over the back, but the ball is tipped. I can't believe Coach Bankson isn't disputing that. There was contact from both teams on that, so I don't know if I like that call. Inbound to Sanders now. 17-13, 6:23 remaining. Seats with the ball. Seats into Atiyah on the corner. Back to Seats. Back to Sanders, the wing. Sanders thought about it for a sec. Back to Seats will take the long three. Yes, nothing with the middle of the net. A three. So now it's 20-13, Lady Huskies. 6:03 remaining. Terry's got the ball back from Hartline, back to Hartline. Hartline, a long pass to an open Martinez, into an open Pachka. Oh, but it gets blocked beautifully. Scrum for the ball ends up back to the Blackshirts. Hartline's got top of the key. Now Hartline has it from Johnson. A long three from Martinez. That's off the back of the rim. No good. So Sanders has the long rebound. 20-13, 5:33 and counting. And a foul is called at the top of the key. That's going to go against Hartline. That's her third foul, so she'll come out probably for the rest of the half as Addison Staub comes in. 16 fouls. The next one's a bonus for the Huskies. Inbound beautifully to Sanders. Turns around. Oh, off the back of the rim. And Terry's got the rebound. Anya Terry. Oh, beautiful pass underneath to one. Oh, she can't get it to fall. Two great opportunities for Zalatka. Couldn't get the ball to drop. Circum the Huskies again. Sanders has the top of the key over to Seats, looking for another three. Nope, she holds up. Gets it over to Sanders. Sanders underneath to Rivera. Rivera back to Sanders. Now to Seats. Seats looks. Nope. Gets it back to Sanders. Sanders is a wide open three. She's going to take that. And it's good. 23-13 in favor of the Huskies. Lady Blackshirts could really use a timeout here. They're going to go up against the press here. They get past it beautifully. Staub has it. Top of the key into Terry. Terry looks. Nope. She drives in, pulls it back out. Back to Johnson. Johnson's going to drive now to the left. Johnson. Oh! Gets a foul. So Sydney Teets gets her first foul. 17 fouls. So the Blackshirts earn the bonus, but it is a shooting foul anyway. The senior guard, Carly Johnson. First one. Yes. Nothing but the bottom of the net. So it's 23-14, 4:29 remaining. Johnson's second free throw. Another swisher. So 23-15. Huskies leading the Lady Blackshirts. 4:25 remaining. Huskies back. Oh, great job by Martinez knocking out a pass to Seats into the wing. So an aggressive zone D. It looks like they're going back to a man here now. Inbounded to Hataya. No, they go. It's kind of a matchup zone here. Sanders has it to Hataya on the right wing. Back to Sanders, top of the key. Over to Eastham, left wing. Eastham fakes, drives. Can't get the shot up, but they're calling a foul there on Zlatka. I don't know if I agree with that one. Zlatka, that'll be three on her. And Daisy Flores will come in for her. So two starters out with three fouls with 4:07 left in the first half. A tough spot for the Blackshirts to be in. Sanders at the free throw line. Excuse me, Eastham. I said right. Eastham makes her first points of the game. So it's 24-15. Trillo will come in for Hataya. Second free throw from Eastham. Emily Eastham. And that's good, too. So back to a 10-point lead for the Huskies. Inbound to Terry from Johnson. It stopped in the middle. Stops pass block, but picked up beautifully by Terry. Terry's going to drive all the way. Gets past. Oh, can't make the open layup. A beautiful move by Terry. Just a little too hard on the backboard. Long pass. Oh, great job saving it in, but the Blackshirts have it. Here comes Johnson. Blackshirts in transition. Now they're calling a carry on that. Wow. They could have called that three or four times tonight, both ways. They finally call it with 3:45 remaining in the first half. So Huskies will take it back. Sanders dribbling down. 3:42 and counting. Seats now has the right wing back to Sanders. Over South. Sanders can't get the handle, but she keeps it in bounds. No, that should be out of bounds. You can't re-enter. Wow, a missed call by the officials. She saved the ball in, but she went in out of bounds. She can't return and get the ball. That should have been a violation. So now Seats has it in the corner. Back to Sanders. Top of the key. Oh, pass knocked away. That's going to go off Hale. It's white ball, so they, thank God they got that call right. That hit a number of hands before it finally went off a Hale player. 25-15 in favor of the Huskies over our Lady Blackshirts in this special edition inaugural broadcast of Waukesha South Blackshirts Ladies Basketball. As Carly Johnson, the senior, dribbles it over the line against a man here. Oh, great little dish to Terry. Terry.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101.
Finds Rivera. Rivera into the corner to Sanders. Sanders for another three off the back of the rim. And it's a scrum for the ball. And it's a jump ball that should go to the Blackshirts. Great job there by Yariel Martinez of the Lady Blackshirts causing the held ball. 2:46 is your time remaining. Blackshirts trail 25-15. Let's see if they can turn their fortunes around here. Carly Johnson for the Blackshirts has it. Goes around a pick. Nice little spin shot. Oh! Just rolls over the rim off the backboard. Couldn't find the hole. So Sanders now to Trillo. Trillo on the right wing. Trillo drives, pulls back. Back to Sanders, top of the key. Over to Seats on the left wing. A beautiful pass into Rivera. Rivera does a great move on. Oh! Off the back of the rim. Great rebound there by Terry. after getting beat by Rivera. Great spin move by Rivera. Terry now trying to work on Rivera, 1-on-1 here. Back to Carly Johnson, top of the key. Johnson to Terry, but that gets knocked away and will remain Blackshirt ball with 2 minutes exactly remaining in the first half. Pretty exciting first half. Blackshirts played really strong in the first half of this frame, but really had their problems here. Johnson, Terry, a beautiful little pass there to Staub with a textbook layup there. Beautiful roll off of her fingers there, and a great pass by Terry in the paint. 25-17, 146 and counting. Blackshirts trailing the Huskies of Nathan Hale in West Dallas here at Blackshirt Arena. Sanders over to Seats on the left wing, back to Sanders. Sanders looks over to Trillo on the right wing. Trillo back to Sanders, top of the key. Sanders over to Seats. Seats back to Sanders. Sanders is going to try driving now. Kicks it out to Trillo for a long shot. Air ball. Rebounded beautifully by Terry. 120 remaining as the Blackshirts come in transition here. Looking to knock some of this Hale lead off. Terry nowhere to go. Gives it to Johnson. Johnson goes around to Terry Pick. Johnson. Oh, a little too hard off the backboard. Good defense there by Nathan Hale. Really not an ideal shot as Rivera takes it. Kicks it out to Seats for a long three. Seats misses everything, but rebounded beautifully there by Trillo. Great passing underneath. Trillo kicks out to Seats in the corner. Seats to a driving Rivera. It's back to a 10-point lead with 50 seconds and counting. Johnson now has it. Oh, wide open is Martinez. She can't get the handle of the ball. Kicks it back out to Flores. Back out to Terry. 40 seconds remaining. Johnson has it now. Top of the key. Johnson, a great little dribble behind the back. Oh, another layup denied. She's getting good shots off, but a crowd of Huskies each time. So really not the best looks for Johnson. 23 seconds and counting. Pass almost stolen there by Martinez. Back to Trillo. Trillo to Seats. Seats, and she gets fouled. A frustration foul there by Staub. I believe that's her first. Let's see. Her second, it looks like. That's her first. That's 18 fouls, though. So it's a 1-on-1 situation with 14.6 remaining. Seats the first one, and that's in. All net on that one. For the junior 5'4 point guard, Sydney Teets, second one. And that one can't fall, but a fight for the rebound. And a foul will be called. And that's Carly Johnson. That's her fourth with 12.4 seconds left in the first half. I don't understand. Isabella Zek did a great job getting the rebound in that second free throw. So boxing out will be one of the things to work on, I'm sure. Sure. 29-17, Huskies. Second free throw from Zek. That was out the front of the rim. Rebounded again by Hale. Another rebound by Zek. Zek can't, look, fortunately can't make the shots. 5 seconds left. Sanders for three. A banger is good. And that'll do it for the first half. A really tough finish for the Lady Blackshirts as the Red Hot Huskies bring the lead to 15 at halftime, 32-17. So we'll take a break as the girls go to the locker room here at the end of the first half here on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network. We'll be back.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 31 tonight under overcast skies. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 36. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 32. Overcast skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Politics so out of whack in one sense when we don't recognize, and Johnny said this during the break, voting against our own interests. Mm-hmm. Boy, when you talk about rural.
Your Lady Black Shirts trail. The visiting Huskies of West Dallas, Nathan Hale, 32-17. It started out as a great first half. Lady Blackshirts were up by 4 at one point. Huskies came back strong. They traded some baskets, and then Huskies really went on a tear towards the last couple minutes. It was a 15 unanswered points, just about giving them a big margin here as we go into the second half. So hopefully our Lady Blackshirts can make the right adjustments. A couple key players in foul trouble. Senior Carly Johnson has 4 fouls. Devin Zataka has 3. So with such a small, short, with a really lean bench, those are going to be factors here in the second half. You may see a lot of zone here from our Lady Blackshirts. So, hey, big special announcement. You may have heard it already for our small businesses. Walk Radio's parent company, Civic Media, which is growing, and our mission is live and local, promoting all things local at different stations, different communities around the state, promoting the value and the benefit of community and all the things that unite us as neighbors. And to further their investment in this commitment, they are doing a $1 million giveaway, which takes place on one day only, January 26th. What does that mean? That means small businesses are eligible for anywhere from $5,000 to $20,000 in advertising grants. That's free advertising. A great opportunity to kick the tires and see how local radio can benefit your small business. And really, anybody can apply. So tell your neighbors, anyone you know that owns a business or is self-employed and believes in marketing, makes a significant investment in marketing, have them take a serious look at Walk Radio and all the wonderful things we do, all the great programming, which includes high school sports, Blackshirt sports. And again, remember our men, our boys' Blackshirts return to the floor, to the hardwood tomorrow night here at Waukesha South for an earlier tip-off, 5:30. So get home from work early and catch the broadcast if you can't make the game. Nothing goes better with a pizza or an early dinner than the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network, especially when we have our defending Classic A champion, Waukesha South boys Blackshirts. They'll be playing a non-conference team, Milwaukee Marshall. So we're really looking forward to that. Last Blackshirt victory was an amazing win against non-conference legends, Sussex Hamilton. Wonderful game. Connor had the privilege of calling it with me and really seeing some terrific play from our young men. So hopefully that'll continue tomorrow night. And then Friday night at 7, the juggernaut of the Classic Eight, Arrowhead, with all-world star Luke Recce, comes to Blackshirt Arena to take on our men in black and red. So make sure you mark that on your calendar. We're going to need all the support. Our young men out there are going to need lots of support. So definitely tune that in. So we're going to come back after one more break. Connor's going to help us pay some bills here on the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network. And we'll be back to start the second half in just a couple minutes.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Are we back? Hey, welcome back to Waukesha South High School. Second half will start in just about two more minutes. Again, your Lady Blackshirts trailing the visiting Huskies of West Dallas, Nathan Hale, 32-17. It was a very promising start for our Lady Blackshirts. They were leading by four at one point. Some great overall play by Anya Terry with 5 points, as well as Carly Johnson, Devin Zataka, and senior Carly Johnson. Some good ball movement, some great defense. Some great play by Huskies. They made some great blocks, some great steals. Really minimizing the scoring opportunities for Blackshirts. A lot of forced shots from our Lady Blackshirts, so going into the second half, I know they trailed by 15, but I think they need to exhibit a little more patience on offense, swing the ball around, use the whole court. And on defense, I think they should stay with that zone. That 3-2 zone can work as long as they can recover on the weak side quicker. They should be that should help them a lot. So we'll see. Again, the Huskies have a deeper bench, which will also be an asset for them. As they look to protect and maybe add to a 15-point lead coming into the second. So let's see what our girls can do to answer the call here as we count down to 40 seconds. Quite a few luminaries here in attendance. I see the men's varsity basketball coach, Bo Richter here. His daughter, Mackenzie Hartline, is on the team. And one of his players, junior guard Brighton Staub, is here along with his mom and dad, cheering on his sister Addison and the rest of the team. So Bo Richter's father, Fritz Richter, who many of you may see refereeing some of the Milwaukee Public High School basketball games. Fritz was recently named to his High School Hall of Fame last summer. I believe that was the Milwaukee Lutheran. It's either Milwaukee or Wisco Lutheran, but congrats to Fritz. And I know defensive backs coach Chris Creel from Waukesha South was here. And I believe Coach Darnell Wiltz may still be here. He was here earlier, the varsity football coach. So the Huskies will inbound as the team's trade baskets now. Huskies will be shooting at the south basket. South will be shooting at the north basket, paradoxically enough. Trillo has the ball now after some movement around the floor. Good movement of the ball. Sanders, top of the key. Over to Trillo on the left wing. Trillo dishes it into Easton. Easton back to Trillo. Trillo trying to get Rivera there in the paint, posting low. Back to Trillo. Trillo's going to drive now. She drives blocked beautifully by Terry, but it'll go off. Oh, they're calling it off of seats for the Huskies. So a break there for the Blackshirts. I thought it might have been off of our girls in white. So, but here comes Waukesha South and a late arriving zone press from the Huskies. Johnson gets it to Hartline. Hartline having trouble. Johnson hangs on to it, gets it over to Staub. Staub to Hartline. Staub, Hartline to Terry. Terry fakes a three. Terry driving now. She's going to drive and can't get her hands on the rebound. Loose ball, but now Sanders has it. She drives, kicks it over to Easton. Easton for the layup. That's blocked beautifully. Well defended by Zataka. A long three, no good, but oh, underneath. Almost had the reverse there. Sanders, but Carly Johnson has it. She's driving in transition here in the right backcourt. Over to Terry in the left backcourt. Terry looks. She's driving in a little bit. Well guarded by Rivera. Now back to Zataka. Zataka driving. Left-handed layup. Yes! Devin Zataka. Scores 32-19, 16-34. Your time remaining in the second half. A lot of time for a Blackshirt comeback here. Sanders playing his own defense here into Trillo in the corner. Trillo into Easton. Easton knocked away by Terry, but back to Trillo. Trillo drives again. This time she gets fouled. That's going to be Terry. A tough foul to get that far from the basket. Let's see what that is on her. A night here. That's only her first and first team foul, thankfully. So inbound from Easton to Trillo. Trillo looking for Rivera again, but well covered. Back out to Sanders, top of the key. Good patience by the Huskies. Over to Trillo in the left wing. Trillo cross court to Sanders. Sanders can't get the handle, but luckily Seats is there to get it. A missed opportunity for the Blackshirts there. Beautiful dish into Rivera. Rivera fighting through the trees, gets it back out. Now kicked into Easton. Easton into the corner to Seats. Back to Sanders. Rivera, that is. Rivera drives back. Sanders. Sanders with a beautiful three from the top of the key. It's 35-19. Blackshirts now make it a 16-point lead. Long pass into, oh, Zataka can't get the hand on it. A, kind of a long, desperate pass there. I think that was from Hartline. So here come the Huskies back again. Sanders dribbling it up. Need a big stand here. 15:38 remaining. Into the corner to Trillo, the right corner. Back out to Seats. Seats to Sanders. Same spot where she made her last three, but she gives it over to Easton in the paint. Oh, pass knocked, so stolen away beautifully by Staub. Staub, Hartline. Yes, Hartline. A beautiful pass from Carly Johnson. In transition there, 35-21, 15:15 remaining. Huskies protecting a 14-point lead here. Oh, Seats almost loses the ball, but hangs on, gives it back to Sanders, top of the key. Sanders to Seats again, right wing, against the zone Blackshirt defense. Sanders into Rivera, where they want it. Rivera in the paint. Yes! A beautiful touch there by Isabella Rivera. Zone press again on the inbound. Oh, almost got away, almost had a travel there. Ball ends up with Anaya Terry. Hartline, ball gets stolen beautifully by Sanders. On a long break, no one really to stop her, and she makes an easy layup. It's 39-21. Huskies. Wheels coming off early for the Blackshirts here. Zone press still in play here. Hartline's got it from Johnson. Over to Terry. So they're getting past that press. Oh, but knocked away, and that's where they're getting the turnovers. Is once they get over the line, sneak it up. Trillo driving, nowhere to go. Throws it away, and luckily the Blackshirts will get the ball back without having to draw any more blood here. 39-21, an 18-point Husky lead that the Blackshirts have to overcome with 14-16 remaining. Inbounded to Hartline. Back to Johnson here, his own press. Over to Hartline again. Hartline, ball knocked away, it's stolen! Pass beautifully to Zataya. Zataya gets fouled. She gets hacked. Oh, and it looks like the fouler, I believe that is, it's Carly Johnson's going to go. She's holding her knee. And here comes the South athletic trainer, Caitlin Weber. You can hear her, unfortunately. She's in a fair amount of pain. She may have landed on her right foot from her left foot. I didn't quite see it, but it had to do with her knee. Coach Bankson's there also to provide support. So, a very tough break for the Blackshirts with really no players to spare. Yes, that's Carly Johnson. So Number two, Cammy Hataya was going in for the layup. Johnson did a good job contesting him, but just a little too much physical contact there. I believe it was a correct call. She did come in swinging, and I just landed wrong. She may have landed on Hataya's foot. So 14:05 remaining. We're going to take a quick break while they examine the senior Carly Johnson, who's down with an injury. So we'll be back here on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network. Don't go away.
Network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com. WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
Hey, welcome back to Waukesha South. The injured player for the Blackshirts, Carly Johnson, has been was carried off by Coach Bankson. She's now sitting at the bench there. She got a nice applause. For a while there, you could barely hear a pin drop. And this looks like it might have been ruled a flagrant foul because the two shots. Yeah, it's two shots on the ball. They ruled it a flagrant foul because the Huskies get the ball back, now leading 41-21, the 14:05. And after making two free throws there, so I think they thought Johnson came in a little too hard on that. A frustration foul there. So Sanders now, after the inbound, kicks out. Rivera can't get the handle on it. Zataka has it. Now over to Hartline. Hartline driving. Hartline's going to go coast to coast. A great little move and a great little layup by Mackenzie Hartline. Mackenzie, the name means daughter of a king, and she sure looked like it there. Especially with both dads in attendance here and moms. So Easton has the top of the key for the Huskies. Over to Sanders on the left wing. Sanders back to Easton. And a 3-second violation is called against the Huskies. I think Easton was the perpetrator. So a big break for the Blackshirts, trailing by 18. And with 13:32 remaining and an 18-point deficit, they need every break they can get. A couple substitutions here. Rivera and Seats are going to go off as the ball gets inbounded. So this zone press has really worked well for the Huskies here in the second half. It's still kind of creating a little havoc here, but the Blackshirts do get the ball over as Saab has it now. Back to Terry. Terry driving on Hataya. Terry gets fouled there. And I think they're going to get Seats with that. I believe that's her. Or no, Zek. Isabella Zek. That's her first. Only the first team foul for the Huskies with 13-12. Inbounded Terry under the basket. Terry, oh, gets a floater off. No good, but rebounded by Staub. And Staub delivers. Addison Staub. So it's 41-25. Blackshirts chipping away with 13 minutes and counting. Into the corner now. Oh, a beautiful shot, but it goes in and out. That was Emily Easton with a great little shot from the corner there as Terry takes it in transition. Terry over to Hartline, all alone for three. Oh, off the rim. Rebounded by Sanders. Here come the Huskies. Hataya has in the corner. Back to Sanders. Again, taking it, going on his own. Beautiful dish into Zach. Zach really nowhere to go. Back to Sanders. Sanders fakes the three, but comes back out. Kicks it out to Easton. Easton over to number three. And I don't have a name for her, so we'll just call her Three. Three's got it now, top of the key. Over to Easton. Easton along Three. Oh, for the rebound. Rebounded beautifully by Zach over Terry. That could have been over the back, but nope. Tataya has it. So some missed rebound opportunities for the Lady Blackshirts. Sanders back to Easton, top of the key. Easton into Hataya. Hataya hangs onto it. Back to Easton. Into Zach. Zach into the corner to Sanders for a long three. Sanders, oh, in and out. Another great rebound by Zach, but she gets fouled, and it's going to be Terry, I think, this time. I believe that's two on her. So, you know, this is happening a lot, Connor, because our girls aren't boxing out. And these Huskies are jumping vertically, able to reach over and get the rebound so close to the basket. So first free throw here by Zach. And that one's good. All net. So it's 42 to 25 Huskies. And Connor, let's do station identification again, if you don't mind, as per our FCC requirements.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Okay, welcome back to Waukesha South High School. It's a 43-25 Husky lead. Oh, a long three in and out by Flores. Rivera in transition gets it to Hataya. Hataya fakes, dribbles back out. Three's got it. Sanders now has it. Sanders Rivera fakes the three. She's driving. Oh, the sure what looked like an easy bunny there for Rivera after a great move. She just had the wrong angle on the backboard, missing everything. But she hasn't missed much tonight. Let's be sure of that. Huskies up 43-25. Hataya having trouble with the inbound. She gets it out, a three in the corner beautifully. And, oh, but can't get the bucket, but another rebound offensively. That's Rivera, and that's a basket for the Huskies, 45-25. So Huskies really taking over in all categories here today. Gets it into a stop. Stop's going to go. She gets the foul. She penetrates the press, going right down the line, and it looks like yep. Zek gets her second foul. Not happy with the call, but there was contact as Staub was going in. Yes! Addison Staub gets her first free throw. 45-26 is your score. Trillo's going to come in now for Sanders, and Sanders is going to get a blow. Second shot. Yes! For Staub. So it's 45-27, 11:03 remaining as Hataya brings it up for the Huskies. Over to Trillo on the left backcourt. Trillo over to Three in the corner. Back to Trillo. Back to Hataya. Into the corner to Three. Three to Hataya. It was Hataya's three that really blew things open for the Huskies in the first half here. Her first shot of the game. And they're trying to get into Rivera. Rivera does hang on to it. Oh, gets it to three underneath. Blocked beautifully by Staub. Trillo ends up with it after the scrum. Air ball rebounded by Staub. And a good defensive stand by the Lady Blackshirts. 10:26 remaining as Terry has the ball here. Terry has not scored in this half. Here she comes. A great little drive left-handed. Oh! Can't get in. It was a really good-looking shot, but just couldn't stay down. Oh, Rivera on a beautiful pass from Zach on the transit on the fast break. That was pretty. 47-27 Huskies. Terry. Oh, there's an over the back. Staub. Just too much excitement. So Flores is going to come in for Martinez for the Blackshirts. Now playing with only six in the lineup that are eligible to play. With Johnson being out, 30 in now for the Huskies. And her name is Paige Sivek. Sivek to Trillo in the left backcourt. And it's stolen. Here comes Hartline. Mackenzie Hartline with it. Oh, I thought she had it. A beautiful layup attempt. But it's not to be. Tough break. Savek has it again to Trillo. Trillo kind of in nowhere land looking for somebody. She's got Rivera underneath. Rivera dribbles out of a jam. And she will dish it into the corner now to three. Savek has it now in the left backcourt. Savek into Rivera, guarded by at least three black shirts. She still manages to get it. Gets it out to Trillo. Trillo driving. Back out to Rivera. Over to Savek.